Section 11. Vehicle Inspection Test. This chapter will tell you what to inspect on commercial vehicles. There are many components you will need to examine. The first section, Section 11.1, applies to all vehicles. Both trucks and buses share the same type of drivetrain and suspension components. The second and third sections are specific to school and coach buses. Note: both school and coach transit bus applicants must inspect the same tire, wheel, brake, suspension, and under-vehicle components as truck applicants. Coach bus operators must memorize these components and describe them to the examiner, even though some of the components may not be visible while conducting the vehicle inspection. 11.0 General Information. 11.0.1 Scheduling Your Test. CDL Skills Testers. Contracted examiners conduct CDL skills tests in Idaho. Once you have passed the required written tests, you can schedule your skills test. You will need a commercial learner's permit to make an appointment with a CDL skills examiner. A list of examiners is available online at https://itd.idaho.gov/itddmv/, under driver's license, ID cards, skills tests. Most examiners do tests on a part-time basis and may have limited availability. Tests must be scheduled at least 2 days in advance to allow time for the examiner to enter the test into the state test system. You cannot be tested the same day you call the examiner, so call well in advance of when you wish to be tested. Be sure to show up for your appointment. If you fail to show up and later request a test, the examiner may be unable to test you. The skills test is in 3 parts: pre-trip inspection, basic control skills, and road test. You must pass all 3 parts to successfully complete the test. If you fail any part of the test, you will be required to retake the entire 3-part test again following a 3-day waiting period. It should take approximately 2 hours to complete the entire skills test. 11.0.2 Time Limit for Vehicle Inspection Test. You will have 45 minutes to complete your pre-trip inspection, all vehicle types. At the end of 45 minutes, the examiner will score your test. If you are doing your brake system checks at that time, you will be allowed to complete the brake test. 11.0.3 Vehicle Used in the Test. You will need to provide a vehicle for the test or rent one from a tester who has rental vehicles available. Whether you use your own vehicle, a company vehicle, or one that is borrowed from a friend, you must have proof of insurance and current registration to use it for the test. The vehicle should be reasonably clean. If during the inspection, any item is found that makes the vehicle unsafe or prevents it from operating legally on the road, the test will be terminated by the examiner, and you will have to reschedule for another time. Be sure the vehicle is representative of the license you are seeking. For example, to obtain an unrestricted Class A CDL, you need to bring a tractor-trailer combination with a manual transmission. Testing in a pickup truck and trailer or a truck with a pintle hitch trailer will result in an O restriction. Any vehicle with an automatic transmission will result in an E restriction. Read the following restrictions carefully so you understand them. 11.0.4 Restrictions. Air brake restriction, L. If the vehicle used for the test is not equipped with air brakes, your CDL will show an air brake restriction, L, stating that you are not licensed to operate vehicles equipped with air brakes. Once you have successfully tested in a vehicle equipped with air brakes, you may test in other vehicle without air brakes for additional endorsements and not have the restriction applied to your license. It's a one-time test. No full air brake restriction, Z. If an applicant performs the CDL skills test in a vehicle equipped with air over hydraulic brakes, a restriction will be placed on the CDL that the person is restricted from operating a commercial motor vehicle equipped with any braking system operating fully on the air brake principle. For purposes of the CDL skills test and the restriction, air over hydraulic brakes includes any braking system operating partially on the air brake and partially on the hydraulic brake principle. No tractor-trailer restriction, O. If an applicant performs a Class A skills test in a combination vehicle with the power unit and towed unit connected with a pintle hook or other non-fifth wheel connection, a restriction will be placed on the CDL that the person is restricted from operating a tractor-trailer combination connected by a fifth wheel. No manual transmission restriction, E. If an applicant performs the CDL skills test in a vehicle equipped with an automatic transmission, a restriction will be placed on the CDL that the person is restricted from operating a commercial motor vehicle equipped with a manual transmission. For purposes of the CDL skills test and the restriction, an automatic transmission includes any transmission not operating fully on the gear shift and clutch principle. 11.0.5 Conducting the inspection. Exact terminology is not required. If you do not remember the technical name of a component but know the function of the component and properly inspect it, the examiner will give you credit for inspecting it. Your vehicle may not have all the components shown in this chapter. You are only required to inspect components that are found on the vehicle you are using for the test. For test purposes, each component is scored separately. For example, you will need to inspect the components on the front axle, the drive axle, and one trailer axle for a Class A vehicle. Inspection instructions. To receive credit for inspecting various components of the vehicle and/or trailer, you must point to or touch the vehicle components you are inspecting and tell the examiner what the components are. You must tell the inspector what defects you are looking for if applicable. This is the only way that the examiner can assess your ability to inspect your vehicle to be sure it is safe to operate. You will not receive credit for inspecting a component if you give the examiner general comments like, tire looks good, brakes are okay, etc. Items found several places on the vehicle such as tires, rims, lug nuts, etc. You need not repeat a complete inspection of each component item on each axle, but to obtain credit for the part, you must mention that you would inspect the component the same as you would on the axle you already inspected. Note: be careful when doing this. Each axle is different and minimum tire tread depths are different on steering and drive trailer tires. You need to practice inspecting each of the required axles to make sure you don't miss important components. The following is an example of the proper way to tell the examiner what you will be looking for when you inspect a component. To examine the drive tire, you must remember the following inspection points: condition, damage, valve cap, stem. 2/32 tread depth, proper inflation. You should tell the examiner something like this: I'm checking the condition of the tire, to make sure the tread is evenly worn and it doesn't have any cuts, bulges or other damage to the tread or sidewalls. I'm checking that the valve caps are on and not missing, and the valve stem is not damaged. I'm checking the tread depth of the tire. It has to have at least 2/32 of an inch tread remaining for this axle. I would check with a tire gauge to make sure it is properly inflated. You may inspect your vehicle in any order you wish, but you must be sure to inspect the engine compartment, the external components including the lights, the in-cab inspections, and the engine startup checks. The examiner is allowed to assist you in inspecting the lights by observing them and letting you know they are functioning correctly. However, you must specifically tell the examiner which lights you want him, her to check as you activate them. The examiner will not prompt you for this information. You should walk all the way around your vehicle checking for problems when conducting your pre-trip inspection. However, for the purposes of the test, you need only describe the tire checks, brake component, etc. on one side. Some components, battery box, fuel tank, etc., may only be found on one side of the vehicle. If you are in doubt, be sure to walk all the way around as you would normally. Components with multiple inspection points. If a component has multiple inspection points, you must properly mention a majority of the inspection points to receive credit for the component. The tires, for example, have 4 inspection points to remember. You will find the inspection points for each component later in this chapter. 11.0.6 Practice for the vehicle inspection. Practice the vehicle inspection. Applicants fail the vehicle inspection more than any other part of the skills test. If you fail any part of the skills test, you will have to take the entire 3-part test again and pay additional fees. So practice, practice, practice. You should practice the inspection on the vehicle you intend to use for the test. Study this chapter well and have a friend, coworker, or family member practice with you. Pre-trip inspection form. Airplane pilots use checklists to make sure their plane is safe to fly and to make sure they don't skip important components in the inspection process. Likewise, a truck or bus driver should use a pre-trip inspection form to ensure they properly inspect their vehicle before beginning their trip. It is recommended you make up your own checklist based on the components found in this chapter to help you practice for the test and learn the proper inspection items. You cannot take this form to the skills test, but it will assist you in memorizing the inspection components as you see them on the vehicle you are inspecting. 11.0.7 Vehicle Inspection Memory Aid. You may use a vehicle inspection memory aid from this manual to help you remember inspection items during the test. A full-size aid you can cut out and use for practice is located in the back of this manual. The memory aid cannot have any writing or notes on it. If you have notes on your inspection guide, the examiner will not allow you to use it for the test. CDL Vehicle Inspection Memory Aid. Combination Vehicles. Front of vehicle, lights, reflectors, engine compartment and steering components. Steering axle. Suspension. Brakes. Tires. Driver door. Fuel area. Under vehicle. Drive shaft. Exhaust. Frame. Drive axle. Suspension. Brakes. Tires. Coupling devices. Truck. Trailer. Rear of truck, tractor and lights, reflectors. Trailer components. Front, side, lights and reflectors. Frame. Landing gear. Tandem release. Trailer axle. Suspension. Brakes. Tires. Rear of trailer and lights, reflectors. Straight truck or bus. Front of vehicle, lights, reflectors, engine compartment and steering components. Steering axle. Suspension. Brakes. Tires. Driver door. Fuel area, truck. Under vehicle. Drive shaft. Exhaust. Frame. Passenger door. Fuel area. Drive axle. Suspension. Brakes. Tires. Rear of bus, truck and lights, reflectors. 11.0.8 Grounds for immediate failure of the skills test. The applicant will automatically fail the entire test for any of the following reasons. Applicant fails to perform the air brake system check entirely or fails to perform all three of the checks correctly and in the correct order. Applicant fails to wear a seatbelt during the road test. Applicant refuses or is unable to perform any maneuver which is part of the prescribed test. Applicant receives a traffic citation for a moving violation during the test. Applicant disobeys traffic signs and signals. Applicant does not yield the right of way to pedestrians or other vehicles. Applicant is involved in an avoidable crash or accident, or has physical contact with other vehicles, objects, pedestrians. Applicant commits a dangerous act causing vehicles or pedestrians to take evasive actions. Applicant puts vehicle over curbs or sidewalks unnecessarily, or applicant commits a serious violation of a traffic law. 11.1 All Vehicles. During the vehicle inspection, you must show that the vehicle is safe to drive. You will have to walk around the vehicle, name and point to, touch each item and explain to the examiner what you are checking and why. Any vehicle that has components marked or labeled cannot be used for the vehicle inspection test. 11.1.1 Engine Compartment, Engine Off. Leaks, Hoses. Make sure coolant hoses are in good condition. A broken hose while driving can lead to engine failure and even fire. Look for puddles on the ground. Look for dripping fluids on underside of engine and transmission. Inspect hoses for condition and leaks. Oil level. Check oil level when engine is off. Indicate where dipstick is located. Check that the oil level is within safe operating range. Level must be above refill mark. Coolant level. Look at sight glass on radiator or coolant reservoir. Check for adequate level of coolant. If no sight glass is available, if engine is not hot, remove radiator cap and check for visible coolant level. Special note. If the engine is hot, do not remove the radiator cap. If there is no sight glass or coolant reservoir, tell the examiner that the radiator cap would be removed to view presence of coolant. Engine compartment belts. Check the following engine components and make sure the belts driving them are snug. Power steering belt. Water pump belt. Alternator belt. Air compressor belt. Belts that are too loose might slip on the pulley and not properly drive the component. Loose belts should be adjusted. Belts should not be excessively tight. Push the belt inward to determine the amount of deflection. Belts should have about 1/2 to 3/4 inch play at center of belt. Belts should be free of cracks, frays, loose fibers and should not be excessively worn. Note. If any of the components listed above are not belt driven, you must tell the examiner which component are not belt driven. Make sure component are operating properly, are not damaged or leaking, and are mounted securely. Power steering reservoir. Indicate where power steering fluid dipstick is located. Check for adequate power steering fluid level. Level must be above refill mark. Water pump. A leaking water pump can lead to loss of coolant and overheating of the engine. Know where the water pump is on your vehicle, and if it is belt or gear driven. With engine off, point to or touch the water pump. Check to see that the water pump is securely mounted and not leaking coolant. Check belt deflection and condition. Alternator. Charges the battery to power a vehicle's electrical system when the engine is running. Check to see that alternator is securely mounted. Wires are securely fastened, not damaged. Belt has 1/2 to 3/4 belt deflection and is in good condition. Air compressor. Maintains air pressure in air brake system and may be belt or gear driven. With engine off, point to or touch the air compressor. Check to see that the compressor is securely mounted and not leaking. Check belt deflection and condition. Hydraulic brakes. Master cylinder and brake fluid. If your vehicle does not have air brakes, check that the master cylinder is securely mounted and not leaking. Check brake fluid level to ensure it is between the add and full marks. Engine fan. Engine coolant goes into the radiator to dissipate the heat that it collected in the engine. The heat is drawn off by air passing through the radiator. If the vehicle is not moving fast enough to push air through the radiator, the fan will come on and pull the air through. The fan can be mounted on the water pump shaft or elsewhere on the engine and can be powered by the same belt that runs the water pump or electrically. Running the fan takes power from the engine, so it's only turned on when it is needed. The fan is controlled by a thermostat switch that tells it when the temperature has risen to a point where the fan is needed. Check to see that fan is securely mounted. Check fan for missing and/or damaged blades. 11.2 Steering and suspension. 11.2.1 Steering. Check the following components. Steering box and hoses consists of a container and hoses that transform steering column action into wheel turning action. Check that the steering box is securely mounted, in good condition, and not leaking. Has no missing nuts or bolts. Loose bolts or cracks in the steering box could result in loss of steering if the gearbox or steering wheel shaft become partially or fully disconnected. Check the hoses coming from the steering box to make sure they are not damaged, securely mounted, not leaking. Steering linkage transmits steering action from steering box to front wheels. Worn, loose, or broken steering parts, for example, drag link, pitman arm, tie rod ends, etc., can cause loss of steering action. Excessive movement in the linkage can cause the vehicle to wander or experience other serious control problems. Check that connecting links, arms, and rods from the steering box to the wheel are not worn or cracked. Check that joints and socket are not worn or loose. Check for loose or missing nuts, bolts, or cotter pins. 11.2.2 Suspension front axle. Springs, air, torque suspension. Your vehicle rides on the leaf, coil, or torque suspension systems which reduce wheel vibrations and bumps created by the road surface. Damaged or missing leaf spring parts may lead to a loss of control or a rollover if the vehicle falls on the frame or on a tire. Shifted springs may strike a tire, causing a blowout or interference with steering. Look for missing, shifted, cracked, or broken leaf springs. Look for broken or distorted coil springs. If vehicle is equipped with torsion bars, torque arms, or other types of suspension components, check that they are not damaged and are mounted securely. Air ride suspension should be checked for damage and leaks. Spring mounts consist of the brackets, bolts, shackles, and bushings used for attaching springs and/or airbags to vehicle frame. Loose, worn, or broken components may lead to loss of vehicle control or rollover. Look for cracked or broken spring hangers, mounts. Check for missing or damaged bushings. Check for broken, loose, or missing bolts, U-bolts, or other axle mounting parts. Mounts should be checked at each point where they are secured to the vehicle frame and axle, S. U-bolts and shock absorbers. U-bolts secure the springs to the axle. Shock absorbers are gas or hydraulic-filled devices that cushion the ride and stabilize vehicle. Check to see that U-bolts are securely mounted and not damaged. See that the shock absorbers are securely mounted and not leaking. Note: be prepared to perform the same suspension components inspection on every axle, power unit, and trailer, if equipped. 11.2.3 Brake components. Slack adjuster and pushrod. The slack adjuster is the link between the brake chamber or actuator and the foundation brake camshaft. It transforms and multiplies the force developed by the chamber into a torque which applies the brakes via the brake camshaft. If the stroke is too long, it will increase stopping distance or cause vehicle to pull when stopping. Adjustment that is too tight may cause wheel lockup or excessive heat as a result of the brake lining dragging against the drum. This could create a fire hazard. Check that slack adjuster is securely mounted. Check slack adjuster and pushrod for bent, broken, loose, or missing parts. For manual slack adjusters, with brakes released and wheels chocked, when pulled by hand, the pushrod should not move more than approximately 1 inch. Special note: the following are two types of slack adjusters found in most air brake systems. Manual slack adjuster. Manual slack adjusters are equipped with an adjusting mechanism, providing a means of adjusting for brake lining wear. Slack adjuster models are designated by a number which represents its maximum torque rating. For example, a Type 20 unit is rated for a maximum of 20,000 inch-pounds of torque. Slack adjusters are available in various arm configurations, lengths, and spline types. Automatic slack adjuster. Automatic slack adjusters perform the same function as the manual units, except that it automatically adjusts for lining wear. The entire slack adjuster operates as a unit, rotating as a lever with the brake camshaft as the brakes are applied or released. The most efficient braking action is obtained when the slack adjuster arm travel is minimal. Therefore, it is important that brake adjustments are made as often as necessary. The automatic slack adjuster does not require periodic manual adjustment. However, the unit does provide for manual adjustment. Special note: the 1-inch test for the brake adjustment is a basic rule of thumb number to assist the driver in making an educated guess on whether or not his, her brakes may need to be adjusted. The actual stroke adjustment varies for different size chambers. Know the measurements for the vehicle you are driving. Brake chamber converts air pressure to mechanical force to operate wheel brakes. Damage may reduce braking force, cause uneven braking, or extended stopping distance. Check to see that brake chambers are not leaking, cracked or dented, and are mounted securely. Make sure there are no loose or missing clamps. Brake hoses, lines, carries air or hydraulic fluid to wheel brake assembly. Failure may lead to loss of brake response, or with many brakes, a sudden brake application could result in wheel lockup and loss of control. Check for cracked, worn, frayed or leaking hoses. Check that all couplings and fittings are secure and not leaking. Brake drum or rotor. Brake linings, or pads, rub on the inside of the drum or on the rotor to slow the vehicle down. Cracked drums or rotors may lead to loss of brake response. Worn drums or rotors can cause excessive heat buildup from reduced ability to absorb and dissipate heat or possible cam over of S-cam brakes. Check brake drums or rotors for cracks, dents, or holes. Also check for loose or missing bolts. Check for contaminants such debris or oil, grease. Brake linings, where visible, should not be worn dangerously thin. Brake linings or pads. The friction material that wears against the inside of the brake drum, to slow and stop the truck is called the lining. Its effectiveness in doing this depends on the brake surface area, surface temperature and the brake lining material itself. Worn linings or pads can cause excessive heat buildup from reduced ability to absorb and dissipate heat. On some brake drums, there are openings where the brake linings can be seen from outside the drum. For this type of drum, check that a visible amount of brake lining is showing. Check that brake lining or pads, where visible, have an adequate amount of lining remaining and are not worn dangerously thin. Learn what the minimum acceptable pad or lining thickness is for your vehicle. Check condition of linings or pads for cracks and damage. Note: be prepared to perform the same brake components inspection on every axle, power unit and trailer, if equipped. Fluid or grease on brakes. When an axle hub seal or hydraulic wheel cylinder leaks, it can result in oil or brake fluid being flung over the braking surfaces. Since the friction material is porous, it will absorb the oil, and the oil will act as a lubricant on the brake surfaces. This will put more work on the other brakes since the one soaked in oil will not perform as well. If this occurs, the friction material must be replaced. Oil-soaked linings and pads can also catch fire due to the heat generated by friction. Check brake drums or rotors, and linings or brake pads for contaminants such as grease, oil, etc. 11.2.4 Wheels. Rims. Tires are mounted on steel, aluminum, or alloy rims. Damaged rims can result in loss of a tire from the rim, loss of a wheel from an axle, loss of air pressure in a tire, or a wheel rolling off a rim due to damage to flange. A damaged wheel can result in loss of vehicle control, leading to an accident. There are four inspection points for rims. Check for damaged or bent rims. Check for a bent flange. Rims should have no welding repairs. Check for rust trails that may indicate the rim is loose on the wheel. Tires. Low inflation or lack of tread increases the effect of hydroplaning, reduces cornering ability, and increases the chance of blowout from excessive heat buildup due to increased flexing of the tire. Stopping distance is extended from poor contact with the road surface. Overinflation increases the chance of tread separation and tire failure. Cuts and bruises may cause tire failure, blowout, and sudden loss of control. The following three items must be inspected on every tire. Tire inflation. Check for proper inflation by using a tire gauge. Note: for the purposes of the test, tell the examiner how you would properly check inflation. You will not get credit if you simply kick the tires to check for proper inflation. Tread depth. Check for minimum tread depth, 4/32 on steering axle tires, 2/32 on all other tires. Tire condition. Check that tread is evenly worn and look for cuts or other damage to tread or sidewalls. Ensure valve caps and stems are not missing, broken, or damaged. Special note: frequent checks of your tires will pay you dividends on the road. Finding a low tire in time might prevent a blowout in the middle of nowhere. Many drivers carry inflation hoses that can be hooked up to air compressor lines to inflate a low tire until it can be repaired. you can quickly get a good idea of a tire's approximate level of inflation by walking around the truck and trailer and bumping the tire treads with a tire billy, hammer, mallet, ratchet bar, or some other heavy impact tool. Hub oil seals, axle seals. See that hub oil, grease seals and axle seals are not leaking and, if wheel has a sight glass, oil level is adequate. Lug nuts hold wheel to axle. Loose or missing lug nuts could result in the loss of a wheel. Check that lug nuts are all present, none missing, tightly fastened, no signs of looseness such as rust trails or shiny threads, or black streaks on aluminum wheels. Not damaged, cracked or distorted. Spacers or bud spacing. Axle collar between dual wheels to keep wheels evenly separated. If equipped, check that spacers are not bent, damaged or rusted through. Spacers should be evenly centered, with the dual wheels and tires evenly separated. Check for debris between the tires and make sure they are not touching. Note: be prepared to perform the same wheel inspection on every axle, power unit and trailer, if equipped. 11.2.5 Side of vehicle. Doors, mirrors and steps. Check that door are not damaged and that they open and close properly from the outside. Hinges should be secure with seals intact. Check that mirror and mirror brackets are not damaged and are mounted securely with no loose fittings. Check that steps leading to the cab entry and catwalk, if equipped, are solid, clear of objects, and securely bolted to tractor frame. Fuel tank. Check that tanks are securely mounted. Check that caps are tight. Check that there are no leaks from tanks or fuel lines. Drive shaft. Transmits power from transmission to drive axle. A bent shaft, loose, or worn U-joints may cause excessive vibration. Loss of drive shaft could dig into pavement, causing loss of vehicle control. Also, shaft may come off, hitting other traffic. See that drive shaft is not bent or cracked. Check that U-joints appear to be secure and free of foreign objects. Check guards, if present, to see they are secure and in good condition. Guards are only required on buses. Battery, box. Supplies electric energy to a vehicle for starting, lighting and ignition. Commercial vehicles may have several batteries wired together. Check to see that batteries are secure. Check to see that battery box door is securely fastened. Check to see that connections are tight and all cell caps, if any, are present. Check to see that battery connections are not excessively corroded. Exhaust system. Piping for removing combustion gases from engine. Leaks under the cab area can cause asphyxiation of the driver and or passengers. Check the exhaust system. To ensure it is connected tightly, mounted securely and there are no loose clamps. From the stack, tailpipe to engine for damage. The exhaust system should have no cracks, holes, or severe dents. For any signs of leaking, severe rust, holes or carbon, soot. If equipped with DEF, emissions after treatment equipment. Check DEF tank to ensure the level of diesel exhaust fluid in the tank is adequate, more than 1/8 tank. Check that DEF indicator on the dash is working properly. Frame. Structural members for supporting vehicle body or trailer body. Loose cross members may reduce vehicle stability and cause handling and cornering problems, for example, wandering, possible rollover. Welds and/or the frame may develop cracks and ultimately break, resulting in total loss of vehicle control. Look for cracks. Look for broken welds. Check for illegal holes or other damage to the longitudinal frame members, cross members, box, and floor. 11.2.6 Rear of vehicle. Mud flaps. If equipped, check that mud flaps are mounted securely and not damaged. Cover both rear wheels. Not more than 10 off the ground. Rear doors, ties, lifts. Rear door, ties, chains, cables, ropes, cinches, or other devices used to secure cargo. Lift for loading and unloading cargo. Doors must be closed and latched to prevent cargo loss. Check that doors and hinges are not damaged and that they open, close, and latch properly from the outside, if equipped. ties, straps, chains, and binders must also be secure. If equipped with a cargo lift, look for leaking, damaged or missing parts and explain how it should be checked for correct operation. Lift must be fully retracted and latched securely. Reflectors, reflector tape, rear of vehicle. Check to make sure the rear of the trailer is equipped with reflective DOT tape. Make sure the tape and any reflectors are clean and securely fastened. 11.2.7 Tractor, coupling. Air, electric lines. Carry air and electricity from power unit to trailer. Air, the loss of air to the trailer will result in a partial or total loss of braking to the towed unit. A low air condition will cause sudden application of the trailer's spring brakes, which may result in loss of control. Electric lines, damaged lines may result in loss of the vehicle's ability to communicate its maneuvers to other drivers, no brake, turn, or stoplights. Not being seen by other traffic at night is a serious traffic hazard. Listen for air leaks. Check that air hoses and electrical lines are not cut, chafed, spliced, or worn. Steel braid should not show through. Make sure air and electrical lines are not tangled, pinched, or dragging against tractor parts. Catwalk, steps. Check that the catwalk is solid, clear of objects, and securely bolted to tractor frame. Check that steps leading to the cab entry and catwalk, if equipped, are solid, clear of objects, and securely bolted to tractor frame. Mounting bolts. Hold the fifth wheel to the tractor frame. Loose or missing bolts may cause movement between the frame and the coupling assembly, resulting in handling and stability problems in turn and curves. Loose bolts could break off, resulting in loss of the trailer. Look for loose or missing mounting brackets, clamps, bolts, or nuts. Both the fifth wheel and the slide mounting must be solidly attached. On other types of coupling systems, for example, ball hitch, pintle hook, etc., inspect all coupling components and mounting brackets for missing or broken parts. Sliding fifth wheel locking pins. If so equipped, some fifth wheels slide forward and backward. Locking pins hold the sliding fifth wheel in fixed position along slider rails. If not locked, the trailer could move during travel and result in loss of trailer. If equipped, look for loose or missing pins in the slide mechanism of the sliding fifth wheel. If air-powered, check for leaks. Make sure locking pins are fully engaged. Check that the fifth wheel is positioned properly so that the tractor frame will clear the landing gear during turns. Locking jaws. Locking jaws maintain a secure connection around the kingpin and the connection to the trailer. The trailer could uncouple during travel if the locking mechanisms is not secured. Look into fifth wheel gap and check that locking jaws are fully closed around the kingpin. On other types of coupling systems, for example, ball hitch, pintle hook, etc., inspect the locking mechanism for missing or broken parts and make sure it is locked securely. If present, safety cables or chains must be secure and free of kinks and excessive slack. Fifth wheel skid plate. Plate on which the trailer rests and secures the trailer kingpin. Faulty skid plate and improper connection with the tractor and fifth wheel can result in handling problems, rollover or separation of the tractor and semi-trailer. Check for proper lubrication. Check that fifth wheel skid plate is securely mounted to the platform and that all bolts and pins are secure and not missing. Platform, fifth wheel. Check for cracks or breaks in the platform structure which supports the fifth wheel skid plate. Release arm. Fifth wheel releases fifth wheel locking jaws so that the trailer can be uncoupled. The release arm must be in the engaged position with locking jaws completely closed around the kingpin when pulling a trailer. This will prevent loss of the trailer during travel. Make sure the release arm is in the engaged position and the safety latch, if equipped, is in place. Trailer kingpin, kingpin plate, apron. Check that the kingpin is not bent. Make sure the visible part of the kingpin plate, apron, is not bent, cracked, or broken. Fifth wheel gap. When coupled, there should be no visible gap between the fifth wheel surface and the trailer apron. If there is a gap between the face of the fifth wheel, skid plate, and the metal kingpin plate, apron, of the trailer. The trailer is not coupled correctly and could result in the loss of the trailer during travel. Check that the trailer is lying flat on the fifth wheel skid plate, no gap. Air, electric lines truck. Air supply hoses and or electrical lines connecting truck to trailer. Check to see that hoses and lines are not cut, cracked, chafed, worn, spliced or taped. Check to see that no electrical conductor or steel braid is showing through. Listen for audible air leaks. Make sure air and electrical lines are not tangled, crimped, pinched, or being dragged against truck or trailer parts. Check that electric trailer brake lines are not missing, worn or damaged. Truck mounting bolts. Look for loose or missing mounting brackets, clamps, bolts, or nuts on the hitch assembly. Inspect all coupling components and mounting brackets on the tow vehicle for missing or broken parts. Pintle hook or ball. Check pintle hook and trailer eye or ball mount to make sure the hitch is securely mounted and not damaged. Hitch release lever. Check to see that the hitch release lever is in place, securely mounted, and not damaged. Truck safety chains, cables. Chains are cables attaching trailer to the truck to prevent a runaway. Check to see that safety cables or chains are securely hooked to tow vehicle. Check to see that cables or chains are free of damage, kinks, and excessive slack. Air, electric lines trailer. Air supply hoses and or electrical lines connecting trailer to truck. Same inspection criteria as the truck mentioned above. Tongue storage area. Check that the storage area is solid and secured to the tongue. Check that cargo in the storage area, for example, chains, binders, etc. are secure. Tongue or draw bar. Trailer component attaching the truck to the trailer. Check that the tongue, draw bar is not bent or twisted and checks for broken welds and stress cracks. Check that the tongue, draw bar is not worn excessively. Check eye for welds or excessive wear. Trailer mounting bolts. Look for loose or missing mounting brackets, clamps, bolts, or nuts on the hitch assembly. Inspect all coupling components and mounting brackets on the trailer for missing or broken parts. Trailer safety chains, cables. Chains are cables attaching trailer to the truck to prevent a runaway. There may be safety chains, a breakaway cable, or both. Check to see that safety cables or chains are secure. Check to see that cables or chains are free of damage, kinks, and excessive slack. On electric brake trailers, check battery that prevents the locking of electric brakes unless the trailer becomes unattached from the truck. Wherever located, check to see that the battery, S, is securely mounted. The battery is charged. Connections are tight. Cell caps are present. No excessive corrosion. Battery cables are secure and free of damage, kinks, and excessive slack. Locking mechanism. The locking system on a ball hitch would be the lock that keeps the hitch locked over the ball. On a pintle hook, the locking system would be the part that locks the drawbar eye into the pintle hook. Check to see that the locking mechanism is locked securely. Check to see that there are no loose or missing components. Sliding pintle. If so equipped, check the sliding pintle hook for excessive wear and to ensure it is secure with no loose or missing nuts or bolts and cotter pin is in place. 11.3 School bus inspection items, found at the back of this chapter. 11.4 Trailer. 11.4.1 Trailer front. Air, electrical connections. Check that trailer air connectors are sealed and in good condition. Make sure glad hands are locked in place, free of damage or air leaks. Make sure the trailer electrical plug is firmly seated and locked in place. Headerboard. If equipped, check the headerboard to see that it is secure, free of damage, and strong enough to contain cargo. If equipped, the canvas or tarp carrier must be mounted and fastened securely. On enclosed trailers, check the front area for signs of damage such as cracks, bulges, or holes. 11.4.2 Side of trailer. Landing gear. Check that the landing gear is fully raised. Check that the crank handle is securely stowed. Make sure the support frame and gear are not damaged or missing parts. If power operated, check for air or hydraulic leaks. Reflectors, reflector tape, sides. Check to make sure the side of the trailer is equipped with reflective DOT tape. Make sure the tape and any reflectors are clean and securely fastened. Doors, ties, lifts. If equipped, check that doors are not damaged. Check that doors open, close, and latch properly from the outside. Check that ties, straps, chains, and binders are secure. If equipped with a cargo lift, look for leaking, damaged or missing parts and explain how it should be checked for correct operation. Lift should be fully retracted and latched securely. Frame. Look for cracks, broken welds, holes or other damage to the frame, cross members, box, and floor. Tandem release arm, locking pins. Sliding mechanism and locking pins for sliding tandem axles on trailers. If equipped, make sure the locking pins are locked in place and release arm is secured. 11.4.3 Remainder of trailer. Inspect the wheels, suspension system, brakes, doors, ties, lift, and mud flaps per the procedures described in section 11.2 of this manual. The rear of the truck or trailer has some components that are not found on the front, or, the criteria is different. On the rear of the truck, trailer, you should inspect. Rear axle, truck or trailer. Springs. Look for missing, shifted, cracked, or broken leaf springs. Look for broken or distorted coil springs. Torque arm. The torque arm is a suspension member intended to control wheel motion in the longitudinal, fore-aft, plane. The link is connected, with a rubber or solid bushing, on one end to the wheel carrier or axle, on the other to the chassis of the vehicle. Torque arms typically are mounted ahead of the wheel. In that position, they resist dive under braking forces and wheel hop under acceleration. The torque arm is also a means for adjusting the axle and keeps it from shifting and moving. Other common names are torsion bars, torque springs. Check that the torque arm is not bent or damaged. Check for worn or missing bushings. Check to see the torque arm is securely mounted. U-bolts. Check for broken, missing, or loose U-bolts. Spring mounts. Check for cracked or broken spring hangers. Check to see that spring hangers are securely mounted to the vehicle, trailer frame. Airbags. Airbags act as springs or accompany them as a part of the vehicle or trailer suspension. Like springs, airbags dampen the wheel vibration caused by rolling over the road surface. If they become damaged or leak, the weight of the load can shift, causing a loss of control or allow the frame to come in contact with the tire, causing a blowout. Check air ride suspension for damage and leaks. Check airbag mounts, bolts, are in place and not damaged. Shock absorber. Check to see that shocks are secure and not leaking. Slack adjuster and pushrod. Check that slack adjuster is securely mounted. Check slack adjuster and pushrod for bent, broken, loose, or missing parts. If the brakes are released and you pull the slack adjuster by hand, the pushrod slack should not exceed approximately 1 inch, or with the brakes set, the angle formed between the pushrod and the slack adjuster should not exceed 900. Rule of thumb varies with different vehicles. Brake chamber. Check to see that brake chambers are not leaking, cracked or dented, and are mounted securely. Make sure there are no loose or missing clamps. Brake hoses, lines. Check that hoses or lines can supply air or hydraulic fluid to brakes. Check for cracked, worn or frayed hoses, and that all couplings and fittings are secure and not leaking. Fluid, grease on brake components. Check brake drums, rotors and linings pads for contaminants such as grease, oil, etc. Brake drum or rotor. Check brake drums or rotors for cracks, dents, or holes. Also checks for loose or missing bolts. brake linings or pads. Check that brake linings or disc pads, where visible, are not worn dangerously thin. Know the minimum thickness for disc pads or linings for your vehicle. Check that brake linings or disc pads are not cracked or damaged. Tires. Tire inflation. Check for proper inflation by using a tire gauge. Note: you will not get credit if you simply kick the tires to check for proper inflation. Tread depth. Check for minimum tread depth of 2/32 on rear axles of truck and trailer. Tire condition. Check that tread is evenly worn and look for cuts or other damage to tread or sidewalls. Also, make sure that valve caps and stem are not missing, broken, or damaged. Rims. Check rims for damage or bent rims. Bent flange. No welding repairs. Rust trails that may indicate rim is loose on wheel. Lug nuts. Check that all lug nuts are present. Lug nuts are tight. No rust trails around nuts. There are no cracks radiating from lug bolt holes or distortion of the bolt holes. Hub oil seal. Seals for axle, wheel assembly lubrication. Bearing seizure and uneven braking may result from lack of lubrication. Check to see that hub oil, grease seals are not leaking, and if a sight glass is present, that the oil level is adequate. Check to see hubcap is not cracked or damaged. Check axle seals on drive wheels to make sure they are not leaking. Spacers or space. Check to see that spacers are not bent, damaged, or rusted through. Check to see that spacers should be evenly centered with dual wheels and tires evenly separated. Check for debris between the tires and make sure they are not touching. When you have completed the outside inspection, complete the following procedures for the in-cab checks, lighting, and brake tests. 11.5 in-cab check, engine start. Emergency equipment. Required in all commercial vehicles. The vehicle you bring to the test must be equipped with the following items. Spare electrical fuses. If the vehicle is not equipped with electrical fuses, you must mention this to the examiner. 3 red reflective triangles, 6 fuses or 3 liquid burning flares. Fire extinguisher, properly charged and rated. Safety belt. Check that the safety belt is securely mounted, adjusts and latches properly, and is not ripped or frayed. Fasten your safety belt before starting the vehicle. Safe start. It is important to know how to safely start your vehicle to make sure it does not move unintentionally. To safely start your vehicle, depress clutch, if equipped. Place gear shift lever in neutral, or park, for automatic transmissions. Start engine, then release clutch slowly. Check gauges. Oil pressure gauge. As soon as the vehicle is started, check the oil pressure gauge to make sure the engine has oil pressure. Too little pressure can ruin the engine. Make sure oil pressure gauge is working. Check that pressure gauge shows increasing or normal oil pressure or that the warning light goes off. If equipped, oil temperature gauge should begin a gradual rise to the normal operating range. Temperature gauge. The coolant temperature gauge helps you monitor the engine cooling system. Make sure the temperature gauge is working. Temperature should begin to climb to the normal operating range or temperature light should be off. Ammeter, voltmeter. Monitors the engine's battery charging system. Check that gauges show alternator and or generator is charging or that warning light is off. Air gauge. Show you the pressure in the air tank, in vehicles with air brake systems. Make sure the air gauge is working properly. Check that the air pressure builds up to the governor cutout level at approximately 120 to 140 psi or as specified by the manufacturer. Horn. Check that air horn and or electric horn work. Heater, defroster. Turn on the heater and defroster to make sure they work. Mirrors and windshield. Mirrors should be clean and adjusted properly from the inside. Windshield should be clean with no illegal stickers, no obstructions, or damage to the glass. Wipers, washers. Check that wiper arms and blades are secure, not damaged, and operate smoothly. Check that windshield washers operate correctly. 11.6 Light checks. Step 1. Dash light indicators. Test that dash indicators work when corresponding lights are turned on. Left turn signal. Right turn signal. Four-way emergency flashers. High beam headlight. ABS indicator light. When starting the engine, check the dashboard to ensure the ABS lighting indicator illuminates and then promptly turns off. If the ABS lighting indicator remains illuminated, the ABS is not functioning properly and needs to be serviced. Check the ABS light on the rear driver's side of the trailer. If the ABS light remains illuminated, the ABS is not functioning properly and needs to be serviced. Step 2. Check that all external lights and reflective equipment are clean and functional. The examiner can assist you by inspecting the lights as you point them out. You are responsible for telling the examiner exactly which lights you want him, her to inspect. The examiner cannot cue or assist you in remembering which lights you must inspect. Check. 1. Clearance lights, red on rear, amber elsewhere. 2. Headlights high beams. 3. Headlights low beams. 4. Left turn signals. 5. Right turn signals. 6. Four-way flashers. 7. Taillights. 8. Brake lights. Note: checks of brake, turn signal and four-way flasher functions must be done separately. Clearance and rear identification lights mark the overall width of the design dimension of the widest part of the vehicle, exclusive of the signal lamps, marker lamps, outside rearview mirrors, flexible fender extension and mud flaps. Clearance and identification lamps are required on most buses, trucks and trailers that are 80 inches or more in overall width. Red light on rear corners of vehicle and or trailer. Step 3. Check reflectors and DOT reflective tape. Reflectors and or reflector tape allow other traffic to see the side outline of the vehicle and or trailer. Check to make sure. All reflectors are clean, not missing or broken and are of proper color. Red on rear, amber elsewhere. DOT reflector tape is present, affixed securely to the vehicle, trailer and clean. 11.7 Brake checks. Air brake check. Air brake equipped vehicles only. Warning. Failure to perform all three components of the air brake check correctly will result in an automatic failure of the vehicle inspection test. Air brake safety devices vary. However, this procedure is designed to see that any safety device operates correctly as air pressure drops from normal to a low air condition. For safety purposes, in areas where an incline is present, you will use wheel chocks during the air brake check. The proper procedures for inspecting the air brake system are as follows. 1. With the air pressure built up to governor cutoff, 120 to 140 psi, shut off the engine, chalk your wheels if necessary, release the parking brake, all vehicles, and the tractor protection valve, combination vehicle, and fully apply the foot brake. Hold the foot brake for 1 minute. Check the air gauge to see if the air pressure drops more than 3 pounds in 1 minute, single vehicle, or 4 pounds in 1 minute, combination vehicle. 2. Without restarting the engine, turn electrical power to the on or battery charge position. Begin fanning off the air pressure by rapidly applying and releasing the foot brake. Low air warning devices, buzzer, light, flag, should activate before air pressure drops below 60 psi or level specified by the manufacturer. 3. Continue to fan off the air pressure. At approximately 40 psi on a tractor-trailer combination vehicle, or level specified by the manufacturer, the tractor protection valve and parking brake valve should close, pop out. On other combination vehicle types and single vehicle types, the parking brake valve should close, pop out. Valves should pop between 20 and 45 psi. End of truck pre-trip section. Next is the school bus section, to be studied along with the truck section for school bus applicants. Passenger bus applicants skip this section. Passenger bus section follows. 11.8 school bus only. Additional pre-trip inspection items for school buses. Special note. The all vehicles section of the pre-trip inspection form for the buses is the same as the inspection criteria for straight trucks and combination vehicles, with the exception of the type of tires allowed on the front of vehicles transporting passengers. FMCSR section 398.5 E prohibits re-grooved, re-capped, or re-treaded tires on the front wheels of vehicles carrying passengers. This exception being noted, only the items specific to the buses will be covered in this section. Emergency equipment. School bus emergency equipment includes a first aid kit, body fluid cleanup kit, and seat belt cutter on buses equipped with belts and/or wheelchair tie downs. In addition to checking for spare electrical fuses, if equipped, 3 red reflective triangles, and a properly charged and rated fire extinguisher, school bus drivers must also inspect the following emergency equipment. Check for a first aid kit meeting Idaho standards for content. Check for a body fluid cleanup kit. Check for a seat belt cutter on any bus equipped with belts or wheelchair tie downs. School bus internal inspection. Student mirror. Inside horizontal mirror over driver's seat, it allows the driver to monitor the activities and movements of the students inside the bus. School bus drivers must check the internal and external mirrors used for observing students. Check for proper adjustment. Check to see that all internal and external mirrors and mirror brackets are not damaged and are mounted securely. Check that mirrors are clean. Lighting indicators. In addition to checking the lighting indicators listed in section 10.2 of this manual, school bus drivers must also check the following lighting indicators: internal panel lights, alternately flashing amber lights indicator, if equipped, alternately flashing red lights indicator, strobe light indicator, if equipped. 8-way lighting indicators. Lighting indicators illuminate when corresponding lights are turned on, for example, alternating flashing red or amber lights, strobe lights, etc. Check that internal panel lights illuminate when corresponding systems are activated. Lights, reflectors. In addition to checking the lights and reflective devices listed in section 10.2 of this manual, school bus drivers must also check the following: external lights and reflectors, strobe light, if equipped, stop arm light, if equipped, alternately flashing amber lights, if equipped, alternately flashing red lights, alternating flashing amber and red lights. These lights warn applicants that the bus is stopping to load or unload students. 7 diameter lights are located in upper corners on front and back of bus. Inside lights are amber. Outside lights are red. Check to see that all lights illuminate and are clean. Stop arm mechanism. Stop arm, sign, on the side of the bus that swings out when students load and/or unload when the red alternating flashing lights are activated. Check the stop arm to see that it is mounted securely to the vehicle frame. Check for loose fittings and damage. Check that stop arm extends fully when operated. Check that stop arm lights are operational. If equipped, check that safety arm is securely mounted and functions properly in conjunction with stop arm. Passenger entry door, handicap lift, used for normal entry or exit. Handicap lift used for wheelchair accessibility. All passengers must be able to enter and exit safely. Check that the entry door is not damaged, operates smoothly, and closes securely from the inside. If equipped with a handicap lift, look for leaking, damaged, or missing parts and explain how lift should be checked for correct operation. Lift must be fully retracted and latched securely. Passenger entry stairs. Check that entry steps are clear with the treads not loose or worn excessively. Passenger entry handrail. Check that handrail are secure and the step light is working, if equipped. Passenger seats. Seats must be safe for passengers to sit in. Check to see seat backs and frames are not broken. Check to see seat cushions are securely attached to the seat frames and not excessively damaged, for example, cuts, tears, etc. Check to see that seats are firmly attached to the floor. Emergency exits. Special note. The state of Idaho, Department of Education, has set the standards for warning devices on emergency exits for school buses as follows. Emergency exit doors shall include an alarm system that includes an audible warning device at the emergency door exit and also in the driver's compartment. Emergency exit side windows shall include an alarm system that includes an audible warning device in the driver's compartment. Roof hatches do not require an alarm system, but if so equipped, they must be operable and include an audible warning device in the driver's compartment. Roof hatches. Verbally describe how the emergency roof exit hatch operate. Only one hatch has to be discussed. Describe that the emergency exit warning device will sound when the hatch is opened and closed. Windows. Push-out windows used for emergency evacuation of the bus compartment. Demonstrate that at least one emergency exit window operates smoothly, closes securely, and is not damaged. Check that an alarm sounds inside the bus when the window is opened and shuts off when it is closed. Rear, side door. Rear end or side emergency exit doors. Demonstrate that at least one emergency exit door operates smoothly, closes securely, and is not damaged. Check that door release handle can be operated properly from both inside and outside the bus. Check to see that alarm buzzer sounds when the door is opened and shuts off when it is closed. External inspection. Mirrors. School bus drivers must check all external mirrors to ensure they are properly adjusted. Securely mounted, not damaged. Clean. Battery, box. Check to see that battery is secure. Check to see that battery box door is secure. Check to see that connections are tight and all cell caps, if any, are present. Check to see that battery connections are not excessively corroded. Compartments. Some buses have baggage and access panel compartments. Check baggage and all other exterior compartment doors for damage. Check to see that any baggage or other items are secure within the compartment. Check to see that all compartment doors are securely latched. Fuel tank side of bus. Check that fuel cap are secure. Check to see that fuel access door, if equipped, is securely latched. Under bus. Fuel tank. Under bus. Check that fuel tank are securely mounted. Check for leaks from fuel tank and fuel cap. Exhaust system. Check that exhaust system is connected tightly, mounted securely, and there are no loose clamps. Check exhaust system for damage and signs of leaking, rust or carbon soot. Exhaust system should have no cracks, holes, or severe dents. Check to see that exhaust tailpipe extends outward from under the bus. Drive shaft. See that drive shaft is not bent, twisted, or cracked. Check that U-joints appear to be secure and free of foreign objects. If equipped, check drive shaft guards to see that they are secure and not damaged. Frame. Check for cracks or bends in longitudinal frame members. Check for loose, cracked, bent, broken or missing cross members. End of school bus pre-trip section. Coach, transit bus applicants continue below. 11.9 Coach, transit bus inspection items. Additional pre-trip inspection items for coach, transit buses. 11.9.1 Passenger items. Passenger entry door, handicap lift. Bus door used for normal entry or exit. Also includes lift mechanism for wheelchairs, if equipped. All passengers must be able to enter and exit safely. Check to see that passenger entry door is not damaged, operates smoothly, and closes securely from the inside. Check to see that handrails are secure and, if equipped, that the step light are working. Check that the entry steps are clear, with the treads not loose or worn excessively. If equipped with a handicap lift, look for any leaking, damaged, or missing parts, and explain how it should be checked for correct operation. Lift should be fully retracted and latched securely. Passenger seating. Check to see that there are no broken seat backs and frames. Check to see that seat frames are firmly attached to the floor. Check to see that the seat cushions are attached securely to the seat frames. Emergency exits. Windows. Demonstrate that at least one emergency window exit operates smoothly, closes securely, and is not damaged. You must confirm that the exit works properly. Check that window release handle can be operated properly. If equipped, check to see that emergency exit warning device activates when window is opened and deactivates when it is closed. Doors. Demonstrate that at least one emergency exit door operates smoothly, closes securely, and is not damaged. You must confirm that the exit works properly. Check door release handle to ensure it can be operated both from inside and outside the bus. If equipped, check that emergency exit warning device activates when door is opened and deactivates when it is closed. Hatches. Roof hatches used to evacuate passengers in an emergency. Special note. In some buses, you should not open the emergency hatch for the test, because it can be very difficult to close and secure. It is permissible to verbally describe the operation of the emergency hatch exit. Describe how at least one emergency exit hatch operates, how it must close securely, and is not damaged. Check hatch release handle to ensure it is operational. If equipped, describe how the emergency exit warning device activates when the hatch is opened and deactivates when it is closed. 11.9.2 Entry, Exit Doors. Check that all entry and exit doors are not damaged and operate smoothly from the outside. Check that hinges are securely mounted. Check that door seals are intact. Mirrors. Make sure passenger exit mirrors and all exterior mirrors are securely mounted with no loose fittings. Check to make sure mirrors are clean and not damaged. 11.9.3 External Bus Inspection. Level, air leaks. Coach and transit buses generally have air suspension systems. Check to see vehicle is sitting level from front to rear and side to side. If air equipped, check for audible air leaks from the suspension system. Fuel tank. Check to see that the tank is securely mounted. Check to see that the fuel cap is secure. Check to see that the tank and lines are not damaged or leaking. Baggage compartment. Check to see that baggage and all other exterior compartment doors are not damaged. Check to see that the doors operate properly and latch securely. Check to see that baggage and/or equipment, if any, is secure within the compartment. Battery, box. The vehicle battery may be located on the side of the vehicle or in the engine compartment. Check to see that battery are securely mounted. Check to see that the cable connections are tight and all cell caps are present. Check to see that the battery connections are not excessively corroded. Check the battery box and cover or door to see that they are secure. Mud flaps, splash guards. Heavy rubber mats located behind back tires that prevent flying debris from hitting other vehicles. Mud flaps are not required if the body of the vehicle extends more than 5 feet beyond the rear wheels, or if the rear wheels are covered or enclosed by fenders to within 10 inches of the road surface when the vehicle is empty. Check to see that mud flaps are securely mounted and in good condition. Make sure mud flaps extend to each side of the tires. Make sure mud flaps reach within 10 inches of the road surface. Special note. Although mud flaps may not be required on a vehicle, if they are present, they must be inspected. 11.9.4 Remainder of Coach, Transit Bus. Remainder of the vehicle. Please refer to section 11.2 of this manual for detailed inspection procedures for the remainder of the vehicle. Special note. Passenger bus components must be fully described for the test just like truck or school bus components, even though many drivetrain, brake, and frame components are not visible unless the vehicle is parked in an inspection bay. Passenger bus applicants must memorize the components for the test.